This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate his help and hard work as our producer. He's why the podcast will be posted, up and available shortly after our interview this morning. In the studio with us now, we're glad Larry Johnson is back. He's the president of and a broker at and one of the co-owners of Bowen Agency Realtors. Thriving real estate business around here is just as busy as can be, and just making sure that trying to super serve customers, and they are looking for homes. If you want to sell your home, contact him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And well, welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me.
Well, very much appreciated. I just think the real estate trends are just such a great harbinger of what's going on around here. We think of business in the community, and maybe the sort of the wealth of the community is doing satisfactorily around here. We still got a worker shortage, and we still got some lingering pandemic effects. Feasible to give us the state of the real estate market around here?
Yeah, it's been crazy for the past 2.5 years, I'd say.
Busy,
yeah. Monumentally busy, especially around here. So it's starting to slow down a little bit, but that's not to say there's no crash or bubble coming, at least that I foresee in our area.
So if somebody says our local economy is slowing, you say...
I can't speak on the health of the economy as a whole, but as far as the real estate market, it's going from a hyper seller's market to starting to become more imbalanced. So it's starting to the equilibrium's coming back to the market.
Okay, where there are enough homes for the available buyers.
Well, no, but it's getting better. For instance, just to give you an idea, so the numbers I'm going to talk about are coming from the Central Susquehanna Valley multi-list, and that's the one that we all belong to as realtors in the area, and that serves the 5-county area of Snyder, Union, Northumberland, Montour, and Columbia County. So, for instance, right now there are 579 houses on the market at any one time. And that's residential real estate. They're for sale. That's the total sales for the last 3 months was 579. Right now, the active listings are 325. So in a normal year, that number should be between 1,000 and I'd say about 1,300 or 1,400 this time of year. So we're down a good 60% from the listings that we have.
So these are homes that aren't available.
Yeah.
All right. So that would make it a seller's market.
Yeah.
Since if when I finally get on the market with my home, I'm going to get people bidding on it instead of trying to get me to reduce the price.
Yeah. We're in a market where pricing a home is not as easy as it used to be because of the pent-up demand. Normally, what we would do is we would do what's called a comparative market analysis. When we're pricing a house, we look at similar homes that have sold recently, and then we kind of adjust for the different features of those homes. You can kind of throw that out when you have a house that you're putting on the market and you're going to have, 10 to 15 offers coming in the first 2 days. Then it becomes just a bidding war on how high people are going to pay for it.
And we have people bidding on homes?
Oh, yeah. They've been going well over list price. Not all over the place. It's very market specific and it's very, price point specific. But, yeah, we haven't... The days of putting your house on the market, waiting 60 days, and then negotiating down a few percent, those aren't happening right now.
Okay. And so so people are bidding higher or just plain offering higher. If I saw a home that I really wanted in, let's say, Northumberland, and it was maybe for sale for $150,000, it hasn't been on the market for long, I may just say, listen, offer them 160 or 170.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah, that's going on. And what you're having is a lot of buyers are putting escalation clauses on their contracts, which says, okay, that house is listed at 150. My initial offer is 150, but I will beat any competing offer up to, say, 160 or 165. So you have a couple of those escalation clauses that come in on a house, and all of a sudden, you know, that you're $10,000-$15,000 over list price pretty quickly.
What motivates a buyer that significantly? What's happening? They need a house, or they see one that's perfect, they want it, or?
Yeah, it's that lack of inventory, and you never. What we had is a couple factors going on during the pandemic. So you have the natural flow of life. People get married, people get divorced, people have babies, people pass away, unfortunately, or go to nursing homes, and those houses have to be disposed of. And or if you have a two-bedroom house and you already have one child and you find yourself having another, you need that house, or you get transferred or something like that. So we have that natural movement of people. And then you coupled that with the pandemic, where people didn't want to leave their house. So you had that supply that was always there, and all of a sudden the demand was always there, and the supply just dropped. And that's what we've been looking at for the past 2.5 years is, you know, especially during the height of the pandemic, when interest rates were so low, people were, instead of selling, they were refinancing, cashing out that equity and adding on or making an addition or rehabbing, you know, maybe putting in a new kitchen or something instead of buying a new house.
So the pandemic really tamped down the amount of real estate that was being transferred from one person to another. What else happened during the pandemic?
Well, I think it was that pent up demand that kind of got freed up. You know, if you looked at it across a lot of industries, it was people were staying at home. So, we saw a lot of home improvement projects, anything that had to deal with people fixing up their home to make it more comfortable to be in because they were trapped in there. So, you know, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, finishing basements, adding a room, stuff like that. You had very low interest rates. You had, you know, a lot of the pandemic help from, you know, the government. So that freed up a lot of money, and people were spending that on their homes and making them nicer to stay in because they felt like they had to be in there for a while. But then you also had that side of the people who were moving that they needed homes. So that kind of drove that up.
And mortgage rates are going up now?
Yeah, mortgage rates were, you know, we had a really nice run of about, you know, high twos to mid threes there for a while. And then it started creeping up a little bit. So I think we're around, locally here, we're hovering around six. It bounces up between 5.75 and maybe 6.125 or 6.25.
Is that having an impact on sales at all? Folks saying, well, I guess I'll stay put. Mortgage rates are higher now.
Well, I think the demand's still there. What it's doing is it's those offers aren't quite as high because, you know, it's a factor of if you go to a bank and you get pre-approved based on a 3.5% mortgage rate, and then you're shopping for a while and you can't find the house, and that rate is now creeping up to 5.75 or 6%, that's going to cut into the amount of house that you can buy. So that's what we're seeing. Some people may be getting out of the market because they can't quite afford as much as they wanted, so they're going to see what happens. Other people are just, you know, lowering their offers that they're making.
Well, and I think you may get some folks who use more of their own cash to borrow less on a home, or some people that might not borrow any money if they're capable of doing that.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, if they have cash, they're going to put it into the house. Especially, you know, as the stock market started to cool down too, people were taking money out of the market because now you're not getting that 20% return. You might want to free it up and put it into a house where you'll get, you know, around here 5, 4, 5, 6% appreciation each year.
We're talking to Larry Johnson, president of Bowen Agency Realtors. He's the one of their brokers there. They got three offices, three brokers, Amy Buhner, Matt Hoffman, who's the other co-owner, and Larry is the other co-owner and a broker, a 25 agents. Explain why two dozen agents is a great number, but more is even better.
Yeah, you always want to have more agents. Just more bodies on the street produces more income for the company. Basically, we work as a small business that employs other small business people. So our agents are responsible for going out, getting active in their community, making contacts. You know, people like to do business with people they know and trust. So the more people that we can have out in the community doing things, getting involved, helping other people out, that's going to bring business into us. So, yeah, we're always looking. If anyone's out there thinking about the real estate career, take a look at our website, bowenagency.com. We have a career page on there that'll tell you all about what you need to do to get licensed.
Well, sure, and it might be a good retirement occupation for some. I remember Carl Roebuck did that and just was as content as could be.
Yeah, Carl did it for a really long time. For those of you who don't remember Carl, he was a staple of the community. He was the superintendent of the Sealance Grove School District for years, and he retired, I think, in the mid-90s. And he went to work for us and had another, I'd say, a good 20-year career until he, it was about 10 years ago, I think, he and his wife moved out of the area to be closer to their children.
Okay, yeah, and I just remember seeing him around, and my mother bought a home through him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that come in of a certain age that still remember Carl and want to talk about him and remember him fondly.
I remember once we had a big argument in the newsroom. Is it Roebuck or Roebuck? And pretty vibrant discussion. So we called him and said, he says, "Oh, it doesn't matter to me either way." I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that's Carl.
You're not going to settle any arguments that way. All right. Well, we are going to continue our conversation with Larry Johnson at 7:40. We're going to talk about some of the statistics that go with this. What's the time spent on market for homes now? And the absorption rate and how that is a very dynamic statistic, has a lot of impact. Half of it psychologist, but then subsequently tangible in the real estate market. And we'll talk about the idea of getting into the rental business or doing more, buying more rentals and investment properties. Investing in real estate, still a good idea around here. So we're going to talk about that shortly on WKOK Sunrise.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Sender there. We're right in the middle of our interview with Larry Johnson. He's the president and one of the brokers and one of the co-owners of Bowen Agency Realtor. I slip in the word Matt. Matt Hoffman is the other co-owner, works up in Lewisburg at the office. Larry's based in the Sealance Grove office, courtyard offices, if you're looking for the offices in person, and they would probably just love to talk to you. They're still looking for homes. That's the big unmet need in your area. I hear in your ads you're looking for more. You would take more brokers and realtors to join.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
More staff, more people, more production, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, the more people on the street, the more money that comes into the company, so if anyone's interested in a career in real estate, look us up online at bowenagency.com. You can check out our career page and fill out a request form, and we'll touch base with you, talk to you about what it takes to get into the business.
And you're looking for homes. You want more homes. There's normally we'd have maybe 1,000 homes available at any given moment these days. Now just about 300 or so on the market at this moment. Let's look at some of the other numbers. Time spent on market, that really tells you something. I would think that number would be shorter now.
Yeah, it's our newest statistics for the last 3 months. The average days on market is 8 days.
Okay.
And that's usually, I would say that's probably skewed a little high because the house goes on the market and the first 2 days are nothing but showings. And then your offers are coming in and then you're negotiating those offers. So, you know, don't think you have 8 days to look at a house. You probably have one. 2 days, and then you can think about it, and then all the offers come in, and the sellers mull them over, and then get back to you. So that's basically as long as it takes. A week is about as long as it takes to get the house on the market, get everyone through who wants to look at it, collect the offers, and make a decision.
All right. And that eight days is skewed longer, too, because there's some doghouse that just won't sell out there that he wants $200,000 for.
Yeah, we're starting to see that a little bit now where people were getting, especially last year, very aggressive with their pricing. And the market was accepting of it because everything was appreciating so quickly, but I think that's starting to slow down a little bit now, and I think you're starting to see people who are a tad bit overzealous in their pricing of their house. They're going to sit there a little bit where maybe they didn't last year.
So, but it was for those folks that said, look, I have a $150,000 house. I know it's a buyer's market out there or seller's market right now. I'm going to sell it at 200, and you could just wait 8 days, and somebody would finally say, okay, I'll take it?
Yeah, within reason. There's a governor on all of this real estate engine, and that's called the appraisers. So, you know, you have these houses, and you know, a house that may have sold a couple of years ago for 200, you know, now it goes under agreement for 245, 250-ish. If there's financing involved and the buyer is getting a mortgage, then the bank's going to want an appraiser to go in, take a look at that house, and give them an opinion of value. And, you know, that's kind of the governor. The appraiser may come in and say, hey, time out, everyone. This isn't a $250,000 house. This is a $230,000 house based on, you know, current market conditions. And then, you know, they just have to renegotiate that deal a little bit.
Okay. And so, and if somebody wants to buy that for cash without a bank involved, then that's their prerogative.
That's their business.
Right.
And we've had a lot of those in the past couple years. And that's what drives the market out because, you know, if you have somebody who buys a house with cash and pays a lot of money for it, that's some appraiser is going to use that as a comparable when looking at another similar home, and that's how the market appreciates.
What's the absorption rate? You talk about that.
So the absorption rate is the total sales per month. So for instance, as I said earlier, the houses on the market right now in our five-county area are 579. I'm sorry. The total active listings are 325.
Homes. Okay.
Homes on the market in the last 3 months. Of those, 579 have sold in the last 3 months. So basically what you do is you take the amount of inventory or the amount of total sales divided by the inventory, and that tells you how many months of inventory you have on the market. So that's the absorption rate.
Okay, and that is an empirical number that tells you what you already knew, that you didn't have enough homes.
Yeah.
And you have more buyers.
Yeah, typically, like I said, our in a normal market that's in equilibrium, we have, you know, 1,200-1,300 houses on the market at any one given time, and the absorption rate, you know, might be anywhere between 3 to 6 months. So right now our absorption rate through the five counties is 1.68 months of inventory. So that means that we're going to sell those 325 listings. That's only about a month and two-thirds of inventory. So figure about 6 weeks of inventory.
And there's other real estate agencies out here, so
yeah,
they're going to sell some of them. You're going to sell one or two, you know, some of them,
yeah,
maybe nearly all of them, but somebody's going to get the rest, so to speak. So that's not a good number.
That's not a good number because that tells you people are fighting. But if you look at the last year, that number's gone from 1 month of inventory up to 1.68. So what that tells me is it's starting to slow a little bit. So
okay,
we're getting more inventory coming back in.
Okay, so maybe if somebody was thinking of buying and saw that all the prices were up and people were bidding on almost every property, this might be a time to kind of stand down. To get into the market to see, you know, maybe that's eased somewhat. What about getting into the rental business or buying more rentals if you already have some and real estate investment? Give me a quick primer on these kind of opportunities around here.
Yeah, the investment properties in our area, they're always going to be there. And it's actually, if you've been watching the news recently, the rental market is stretched pretty thin, too. You know, especially with the housing market, the sales side of it being so busy. So those people who are getting priced out of houses to purchase are now running to look for houses to rent, which is driving that market up too. So yeah, real estate investment's always a good idea. That market was running very high the last couple years. Again, with interest rates dropping, that's starting to slow a little bit, but not much, not much.
And investing in land to maybe future develop or build on or do something with, is that still happening around here?
It is, but not to the point where it is nationally. Being a very rural area, you know, we don't have the infrastructure to take large tracts of land and turn them into housing developments. More metropolitan areas are going to have water and sewer available closer to sites that are, you know, larger sites that can be developed. We just don't have that. So it's not happening to where it is, you know, in other places nationally.
Sure, you look at the Harrisburg, York area, read the Patriot, and every other day they're announcing a major development somewhere.
Yeah, my parents live in Mechanicsburg, and right next to their house was a couple hundred acre farm that sold a couple years ago, and that's all development. And you know, in the last 6 months, I think they've put up 100 houses, and you know, a bunch of townhomes, and it's incredible what's going on down there. But we're not quite seeing that yet up here. I don't think we have the infrastructure. We're probably 10 or 15 years behind that.
Meaning we don't have the sewer and water. Plus, yeah, you got to build roads, and
yeah,
that's kind of been a topic of our other discussions, is the difficulty, you know, going through all the 100, literally 100 sort of screening processes and DEP and whatever else, maybe federal if there are wetlands involved, and zoning and municipalities and every other thing.
Yeah, and it's basically, if you have a house that requires a well and septic, it's pretty much impossible to put that house on anything under an acre, you know, with the distances that you have to have between them and all that stuff. So, you know, if you're a developer, you make more money if you sell third of an acre lots than you do, you know, 1 acre lots. But you still have to put all the streets in and all the infrastructure. So, you know, that kind of takes the entrepreneurial incentive out of it if you're not making as much money as you could be.
So your magic number would be a 2 acre lot somebody wants to split that has water and sewer and fronts on the highway.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the opportunity. Okay.
Yeah, you could sell that for a good price.
And then next to deer hunting, all the better. That's, mm-hmm. Or maybe that's just me. Okay. Realtor.com and Zillow.com. What in the world have they done to Bowen Agency Realtors and Larry?
Well, Zillow hasn't been real friendly to anybody. I don't know. The word among our my colleagues in our industry is we don't like them. But Zillow's really done some harm in the last, I'd say, year or two, especially nationally. They got into the home buying business, which didn't serve them too well because they lost a lot of money last year when the market started to turn on them.
So they, rather than just be a broker or pass through, they decided to purchase sold them.
Yeah, they decided to start trying to buy houses, and that kind of backfired when the market's low, and they got stuck with a lot of them. But
okay, and Realtor.com.
Yeah, Realtor.com's the same thing. Basically, those guys are middlemen that sell our leads back to us. So we as an industry aren't real thrilled with them. So in a perfect world where Zillow and Realtor.com do not exist, I would list a house and I would advertise it on my website. And people who went to my website would look at it and call me. But what they do now with the syndication services that they use to comb the MLSs is they collect all those listings. So what happens now is I take a listing, I put it on our multi-list, That then gets distributed to Zillow and Realtor.com. Zillow and Realtor.com have tens of millions of dollars to spend on advertising every month, which the Bowen Agency realtors don't have, unfortunately. So what happens is those consumers, when looking for a house, they go to Realtor.com, and instead of going to BowenAgency.com, they click the button that says, I want to look at this house. And then what happens is Zillow turns around and sells that lead to the highest bidder.
Okay.
So they're basically, if I want my leads that it would come to me on my listings anyway, I have to pay them to get that. And that's kind of how they hold us all hostage.
All right. We're out of time.
Oh.
Anything else you would like to add? It's the fastest 10 minutes in history.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me in, Mark. I appreciate it. And like I said, if anyone's thinking of buying or selling, give us a call. Now's a good time. Right. And if you're looking at getting into the business, give us a call as well.
Larry Johnson, president of Bowen Agency Realtors. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Mark.